There you go. I'm terrible sorry to Alison for having to cut that short. I'll play another one in the next hour, hon, I promise. Okay, joining me on the phone now, I'm delighted to say, is Catherine McSherry from the National Library of Ireland. Good morning, Catherine. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
Catherine, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Some of your events for February coming up. There's one in particular that jumped off the page to me because I'm a huge genealogy fan and all of this stuff. Adult Learners Festival Lunchtime Genealogy Talks. Tell us about those.
Yes, so we've been very lucky this year to work with the Association of Professional Genealogists in Ireland to put together what I think is a really interesting programme for the Adult Learners Festival. Mm-hmm. So every year the Adult Learners Festival is to encourage people to get out there and explore a bit more about things that they'd like to find out about. So what we're doing is, with the professional genealogists, is running a series of lunchtime talks on topics that are of interest for people who are researching their family history. Everything from census returns to military history to how to use the internet.
Excellent. Because, I've been off to the National Library a couple of times myself, and there's a world of information in there for people who are interested in family history and genealogy, etc.
Yes, well, I mean, it's one of the biggest growth areas in libraries around the world. There's mm-hmm. this huge interest in people finding out more about where they came from and who their ancestors were. And we have, in particular, the Roman Catholic parish registers on microfilm. So that's been a huge source for family history researchers because there's so little census information for Ireland in the 19th century. But what people do find, I suppose, is when you're getting started, it can be a bit daunting. Getting your head around how do I go about this and where do I start? And what we found is these kind of introductory talks at lunchtime take about 20 minutes. Yeah. They're a really good place for people to just make that first step.
Yeah, because I've spent hours in with the microfilm stuff. I just found it fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. I spent hours in there just because once the thing about genealogy is it never stops. It just keeps going and keeps going.
Well, this is it. I mean, any kind of research brings you down so many fascinating paths. And when that research is directly tied to yourself, it's just riveting. And all of those hours that you can spend looking for something are just repaid when you come across that one piece of fascinating information.
Yeah. And those talks, Catherine, when do they take place?
So they're taking place between Monday the 23rd and February the 27th of February. They take place at lunchtime, so they start at 1:05 here in the National Library on Kildare Street. They're free, and they're free to anybody who wants to come along to them.
That sounds like a really, you know, I might try and get into one of them myself or two of them if I can, because as I say, it's a never-ending. That's brilliant. I love it. Anyway, we digress. We'll move on. We might get you on another day and we'll just talk all about genealogy and family history because it's absolutely fascinating stuff. The other thing you have is the public seminar on periodicals and journalism in 20th century Ireland. Tell us about that.
So one of the things that we have here at the National Library that's also really popular alongside genealogy is our collection of newspapers and magazines.
Yeah.
So we have newspapers and magazines that go back as far as they were published. So we have every copy of every newspaper published in Ireland, printed in Ireland, right up to the present day. Mm-hmm. And as you can imagine, that's a huge source for researchers in all kinds of ways.
Yeah.
So what we're doing here is we have a half-day seminar on Saturday, the 28th of February, where different people, different researchers who focused on different aspects of Irish history and social history, as you can read those from the newspapers, are going to come in and talk that morning for an audience, again, free to everybody.
Yeah, because again, as anybody who's researching Anton, and it's a huge source of information, as you say, every newspaper ever published, it does an awful lot of stuff in there, and even for people who are probably curious, just, you know, maybe I'd love to know the detail, remember the details of that, because there's always something somebody would say, do you remember when that happened or whatever? So it could be that could be a good one too. And that's taking place when, Catherine?
So that's taking place on Saturday the 28th of February between 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock. There's no need to book. You can just come along on the day. And whether you're interested in early Republican newspapers from 1916 or hot press, there's something there for everybody.
Yeah, because, absolutely, there is something there for everybody. And anything else in February, Catherine, will I have you that maybe of interest to our listeners?
I suppose the other thing that we're doing, it's actually part of the Learners Festival as well, is an evening talk on genealogy, and that's a very, one with a very particular focus.
Yeah.
It's on how do you trace your ancestors who were in the military. So this is something that's coming up all the time now,
yeah,
because people are thinking about the First World War, their ancestors who fought in the First World War, and then that leads them to think about other individuals who may have been involved in other conflicts. So it's one of the biggest areas that we're asked questions about all the time.
Yeah.
So we have, in tandem with our exhibition about World War One, which is called World War Ireland, we have this evening lecture on the 25th of February, on Wednesday the 25th of February, to help people get started with that piece of their research.
That's brilliant. I think I might go, because I'm at a stage where I'm going down the military line myself, so I might get in, try and get into that one as well. Okay, Catherine, listen, thanks very much for talking to us in the car. If anybody needs any information about anything that's happening in the National Library, they can just bang onto the website, yeah?
Yeah, www.nli.ie.
Listen, Catherine, thanks so much for coming on and taking time to talk to us this morning. And I look forward to popping back in there, because it's one of the, I just love spending time in there, as I say. And I look forward to, maybe I'll look you up when I get over there and we can have a little chat and a cup of coffee or something.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
Cheers, Catherine. Thanks a lot for talking to us this morning. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye, bye, bye. There you go, folks. That's Catherine McSharty. She's from the National Library of Ireland.